Crawfish? Or
crawfish.
Okay. What do you call the small fan-tailed sea animals that you eat in a cocktail or fried?
Oh, shrimp.
Okay. Let's see. If you were going to say, how would you say, I have a dozen...
Shrimp.
Okay. What do you call the insect that, it's like a butterfly, but it flies around at night in your light?
Oh, a moth.
Mm-hmm. And, say there were a lot of them in your clothes closet or something. See, I've got to get rid of these.
Clothes moths.
All right. Are there any other kinds of moths that you can think of?
I don't know. Can't think of them yet.
All right. What about the insect that flies around at night with any lights up?
Oh, I would call them a lightning bug. That's what we always call them.
Okay.
Fireflies is another name, but the lightning bug is what is really, what as a child, that's what we call them.
Okay, then that's
my husband called them fireflies.
Well, he was a doctor.
He came from another part of the country.
True. Okay. Oh, where did your husband come from?
He was born in Canada and lived in New York most of his life.
Okay, and...
He was born in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Halifax?
Mm-hmm.
And his religion was Presbyterian too? Or?
Well, he was a Baptist, but he became a Presbyterian when he married me.
Oh, how nice.
His father was a Baptist minister.
Oh. And he, you say he got his M.D. from Columbia, right?
No, well, he was not an M.D. He was a Ph.D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He taught in the medical school, though, for many years, but he was a Ph.D. from Vanderbilt. He got his, he taught in Columbia before he came to Nashville. At Columbia, but he got his degree, first degree at University of Connecticut, and then his second degree at the University of Massachusetts.
Oh!
And then got his PhD at Vanderbilt.
Well, what's his connection with Columbia then? He just taught,
in Columbia before he came to Nashville.
Before he had his PhD?
Yes, just before.
And what is his PhD in?
Bacteriology.
I see.
That was his subject. Bacteriology and immunology.
Okay.
But he came along before they used to be, before they had to be MDs because they were very scarce. Bacteriologists and immunologists were scarce. As he always says, scarce as hen's teeth. And so he was a PhD in that.
Okay.
But he did teach in the medical school for 28 years.
28 years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call an insect that has a long body, two pairs of shiny wings? It's about that big. Long, thin body. Looks like a needle.
Oh, dear.
They usually hover around damp places. And they're perfectly harmless.
They have wings?
Mm-hmm. They do have big wings. They look,
What you talking about?
It's mine. Oh, well, I'm here. They're about this long, and they've got like that.
Oh,
sort of.
Five. I know what they are. I can't think. Oh, what they call? I don't know. I can't remember the name of them, but I know what you're talking about.
Dragonflies.
Dragonflies. Yes.
Have you ever heard people call them snake doctors?
No.
Okay, because some people think that when you find a dragonfly flying around somewhere, that means there's a snake nearby.
I didn't hear that. I haven't heard that.
Okay. What are the different kinds of insects that sting?
Well, there's mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
And chiggers.
Oh, yeah. Those, yeah.
They're the most pesky things.
But how do you get chiggers?
You get those out of the grass anyway. It's just, they're very small. You can't see them. Horrible things.
They get into the
sea. Oh, yeah.
And what about the other ones that fly and buzz?
The mosquitoes.
Well, there's a whole group that you haven't touched yet. They make honey.
Oh, bees and wasps.
And what are the... There's a kind that's really nasty. They big...
Hornets.
I'm sorry?
Hornets.
Yes. And one more kind, it's... The same, it's the same color as a bee, only it's long and thin, and it's really worse than a bee. Its nest is in the ground.
Well, hornet nests in the ground,
mm-hmm,
too.
It's like that, but this one's yellow and black.
Oh. Okay, thanks. Yellow jackets, yes.
Okay. What are the little green ones that hop around? Cute. Some are green and some are brown.
Oh.
Well, they hop in the grass.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
Grasshoppers.